This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Today we're going to talk about a program with the Douglas Education Service District trying to get more mental health providers into area schools. Katie Atkins, the school-based mental health grant manager in today. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me. It's a bit of a mouthful as far as the title goes.
Well, maybe it fits on two business cards. I don't know how that works. But so this has kind of been rolled out fairly recently. We got word back earlier in the year from Senators Merkley and Wyden that is part of a big federal grant from the U.S. Department of Education. ESD was one of a few districts in Oregon getting a grant. In your case, a bit over $6.8 million for school-based mental health to hire additional licensed mental health providers. Talk more about the grant and the plan you have for this.
Yeah, I would love to. This is a very exciting project. I actually got to be a part of the grant writing team, so it was really fun to be on the visionary side of things when we were dreaming and thinking about what our community really needed and how ESD could step up to help provide that, but also on the receiving end and really looking at implementation and how we could help to make sure that we do this well in a way that helps to meet the needs of not only what the feds are asking, but also really what our districts and our students need.
So what kind of got this in motion? What were you looking at as far as the need?
We were really just looking at behavioral health and how, especially in schools, one of the things that we were seeing was that teachers were having to intervene at a much higher level, providing services that would be maybe considered behavioral health, but without a lot of background or training in how to do that. And that came down to, because a lot of schools didn't have school-based counselors or enough mental health providers to be able to meet the needs of what was happening in the school. So each school in our community was getting very creative about how they would piece together supports, but we just recognized that there was a need overall to bring more capacity to the workforce.
Seems like along the way there was a shift maybe during the 08-09 recession and during some of the cuts in that era. Some of those jobs and things like that were scaled back. Either they went away or people were shared between two or three schools or that kind of thing. Given the current environment, and especially coming through a pandemic, obviously the need is greatly increased.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I can't speak a lot to what it was like before, aside from just being someone who worked in the prevention field, and I can definitely attest to a lot of changes that happened since the recession. But definitely in the behavioral health field, COVID has had a huge impact on behavioral health. We've had high rates of suicide, which have been happening for about the last decade, but have increased exponentially since COVID. This, in addition, like social isolation, academic disruption, all of that has really helped to drive an increase in behavioral health need. Also, a lot of kiddos lost primary providers. Their parents lost jobs. Kiddos were victims of physical and emotional abuse at a much higher rate during the COVID pandemic than what we had seen previously. And so really those adverse experiences are on the rise. And then, there's a lot of other things aside from just COVID that are playing into behavioral health of our kiddos, like a lot of growing concerns on social media. It really increases concerns of our kiddos. There's mass violence, natural disasters, political polarization. All of that together really drives up the needs of children and adolescents, but also for the people who are working with kids. It helps to kind of add to a level of burnout or compassion fatigue for those who have been holding all that up for quite a while.
Compassion fatigue. That's a new one, but it makes a lot of sense because of what's been going on. Now, you're partnering with Bushnell University and Umpqua Community College for that. How is that all going to work?
Yes, it's actually really incredible. So Bushnell is actually coming down to Roseburg. UCC has donated space for the entire course of the program. So for 3 years, it'll be happening at UCC one evening a week on Wednesdays. And Bushnell will actually be teaching classes in person there. So it is a hybrid model. There'll be some online, but for the most part, everything will be here in Roseburg, making it really accessible for our own people, which is what we're hoping, is to really grow the people in our own community and help to build skills to meet the behavioral health needs.
And then at the same time, provide it in such a format that somebody doesn't have to become a full-time student and can continue with whatever else they're doing now to make a paycheck and not incur a bunch of student debt, yet get through the program.
Yeah, it's pretty innovative. So for our cohort at ESD, we have 15 slots. And for those 15, we'll be paying tuition, fees, books, supplies, everything for their program. And then we'll also be hiring the 15 people to work for ESD while they're in school, and then building their schedules to be pretty flexible to accommodate, you know, being in a graduate program and all that that entails, plus also working in districts. So we've really handcrafted it to be something that breaks down as many barriers as possible for people. But for those who would like to participate in the Bushnell program and do it here in Roseburg, there's a few more slots. So up to 25 can do their coursework here locally. So Bushnell has really gotten creative, and UCC, about seeking other opportunities to provide funding and support for people who don't necessarily want to be a part of the ESD cohort, but still want to take advantage of some of the perks of having a graduate program right here in our own backyard.
So it sounds like you're interested not only in younger people starting out, but maybe folks that have been doing something else career-wise and are looking for a shift and interested in this field.
Absolutely. You know, post-COVID, there's been a lot of movement with professionals. You know, a lot of people are really thinking maybe they might want a career change or to do something different. So really the only hard requirement is that they have an existing bachelor's degree, but it can be a bachelor's degree in anything as long as they're able and willing to do the work to kind of learn how to do behavior-related work and participate in the program. It's a win-win.
So when they are done, what do they have?
They will have an Associate of Arts in Clinical Mental Health.
So something that you could start out with.
Not an associate. That backing that one up. it would be a Master of Arts.
Okay. So you're obviously then ready to go for it full bore after that.
Absolutely. And so people can really choose their own path from, you know, once the program is complete, it'll sort of be up to each individual and each district of like what they would like this to look like going forward. And so many people may choose to go a clinical pathway from there, and others may continue wanting to work in the capacity they've been working in or in something different altogether. So we're really not dictating that for people, but rather coming alongside as a support to help them to develop their career pathways throughout the program.
And being able to work in that area while you're getting trained in it too is kind of a unique thing.
Absolutely. These people will be getting kind of a blend of a classroom learning approach compared with like real world experience, boots on the ground. And so for our ESD cohort, all 15 people will be placed in districts, and that'll be free of cost to districts for the 3 years. And so that will not only increase the amount of services being provided to students, it'll also give our cohort people some very, very real world applicable experience of working in schools and with kiddos.
And for a lot of careers, and I could see this applying, it's one thing to sit in a classroom and stare at a book and understand it. It's another thing to be out there, and then the person that needs your help is sitting in front of you. It's a whole different situation.
Absolutely. Yeah, very much.
All right, we're going to take a break. More when we come back on Inside Douglas County. Katie Atkins from the Douglas Education Service District, the interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM, and 1240 KQEM. In Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson at 1. Umpqua Valley Live coming this afternoon. We've got Widespread Haze in studio talking about their work. We're going to play a couple of their songs and talk about a special project they've been working on and a lot more. And Katie Atkins from the Douglas Education Service District in the School-Based Mental Health Grants Manager talking about this new program that is really just getting started now. And what level and age of students would these folks be working with when they're placed in the schools?
Yeah, that's a great question. So really, it'll be anywhere within the K-12 system. So I would say primarily elementary, middle, high school. But we do have sort of a early learning tract that we will allow some people to go down. So basically all ages of children and youth. That will be kind of based on what the districts need. And so we've already sent out surveys to gather information about the types of services and supports they're needing. And then also kind of, are they looking for skills trainers, behavior interventionists, kind of getting an idea of what positions would be most helpful. And we're going to pair that up with the needs of our cohort. And so kind of asking people where they would like to be, what experience they would like to get, whether that's working, say, just in elementary, or maybe they'd like to try out all levels, or within a certain region, say they live in North County and they want to work in North County, then we would really do our best to try to align that with a good district fit in the area. So there's a lot going into it, but it would be mostly K-12, depending on what the district and the cohort member needed.
So is this approach with getting people, pulling people in this way and going through a program and yet doing work at the same time, is this being tried elsewhere in Oregon?
You know, of course, people have tried variations of this for other things and other ways, but what we're doing is very much unique to ESD. This is something that we're pioneering. There were four other awards in Oregon, well, three other. We're one of four for this grant in Oregon, but what we're doing is definitely very unique to the other sites that were funded.
So what kinds of people are you looking for? I mean, when you think about somebody who might want to be looking into this field, what about, you know, backgrounds or interests or type of personality?
You know, it's interesting because on one hand, you know, I said earlier, anyone with a bachelor's degree, and that's pretty true. We know that there's people in a variety of fields that are just ready for a change, that see a need in behavioral health and want to become involved and invested in how to help meet that need and work with kiddos. So on one hand, it's very open. There's not really a right answer, but people who have been working in the school systems are definitely ideal. People with a background in psychology or counseling, social work, those kind of things line up very nicely with this, and there'd probably be less of a learning curve if they had a program that was comparable.
Now, when will this begin to ramp up?
That's a great question. I mean, the ball feels like it's already rolling. The application process is kind of interesting since we're doing like dual enrollment with Bushnell and then also employment with ESD. There's a lot of moving parts. The people would need to apply to Bushnell before they apply for one of our two open ESD cohort positions. And those applications are already open. They can already do that part of it. But they don't have to be accepted to Bushnell before they can start the application process with ESD. So it's sort of a few different steps of apply with Bushnell, get the ball rolling there, and then apply with ESD. And everything is going to be made super accessible through a landing page that we have. If you just go to the Douglas ESD main webpage, which is just douglasesd.k12.or.us, there will be a link at the top of that page that will take you to a landing page to talk about Bushnell and how to apply, the open positions that we have and how to apply, and kind of what the process looks like in a visual way for those of us who like to see it.
Now, this grant's going on for a few years. What do you envision up the road with the potential for continuing this?
Yeah, it's a great question. So this grant goes until June of 2025. And so what we're looking at is the employment will start here at ESD anytime between April and August, with kind of a rolling start of what fits for people. The coursework will start in August of this year for people that begin with Bushnell. And then the program will continue with Bushnell wrapping up around December of 2025, and then the ESD piece somewhere between December and June of 2025. And so throughout the process of that time, people will be getting their graduate degree, as well as kind of deciding what pathway or route they want to take in the future. And so we'll be working really closely with districts to create a plan for them for whatever is next and whatever fits best.
And it seems like as well that the idea is to kind of get folks that already are in the community. Sometimes people want to go into different fields and then you know, move somewhere when they're done. But sometimes in a smaller area, that has been an issue with attracting some people that want to live in bigger areas. So in a lot of cases, you're looking for people that are already here.
Yeah, that's exactly it. We really want to build up our own community. Douglas ESD has a Grow Your Own program, and so this is really an expansion of that to build up the number of people that are working in behavioral health that live in Douglas County, want to live and work here, and want to be a part of supporting our districts.
And ESD covers not just this area, but you have a pretty broad net in terms of having programs other places too.
We do. This grant is specifically Douglas County focused, but we are in several counties, mostly a regional lens, but we do provide a lot of support. In some ways, even statewide, we have programs that cover the state of Oregon. So very diverse.
I know you've been already meeting with some people. What kind of response are you hearing about this program so far?
Overwhelmingly, people are very excited. It's pretty rare to have someone offering to pay an entire graduate degree. So that's an incredible opportunity, and people are very excited about that. But also getting the chance to get some boots on the ground experience and try out some different things so that they have a real good feel for fit before the program's complete. That's also pretty unique. So overwhelmingly, a lot of interest.
Well, and especially for people that are maybe looking at a career shift, a lot of times people, are in their 30s, 40s, whatever, and then the whole idea of maybe they want to do something different, but they don't want to incur a big pile of debt that they're going to spend the next decade trying to work their way through.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been talking to probably about 10 people a week over the phone, and then replying to several emails a day of just a variety of humans that are interested. And you're right, it crosses the age span. There's some that are fairly early in their careers, and some who are just ready for a transition that have had careers in a variety of sectors. Also very interesting range of backgrounds and fields that people are coming from.
Interesting. So again, this is getting started fairly soon, and let people know again where to look for all the information.
Yeah, so the easiest way would be to go to the ESD website, just douglasesd.k12.or.us, and at the very top, there'll be a clickable link that will take you to the landing page with all of the information about this, and it'll be updated. So if there's any changes, that will be where you find it. And I think the really important thing to know right now, the only impending deadline that's coming up, is that applications for ESD have to be in by April 10th. And so it'd be really important to at least get the ball rolling with applying for Bushnell and applying for ESD if you think that you might be interested, so that your applications can be included in the mix when we're making decisions about cohort.
And so that's really 16, 17 days away, coming up very soon.
Yeah, with spring break being next week. So that's just a caveat that it might be a little slow to hear back from people sometime next week.
All right, Katie Atkins from the Douglas Education Service District, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM, 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.